Begin with the Heart Sutra in English on page 2. Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Sharibhatiputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of a lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfectly complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate para gate para sam gate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. And then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you were taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharibhatiputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly agents, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice to praise the words of the Blessed One.
Yeah. Sajin 강한 주인으로 와. 토마 유치바 전화 저 가서 보라. 다접 주인에 이게 샤워 때도 대 제거 있어야 돼. 지도 주부 담배 샤기는 저래도 와.
So as a in general, when we engage in the activities of the Dharma or the practicing Dharma, it is a tradition. From the beginning, we take refuge in those sublime beings, which means take refuge in three jewels, by asking them that may I be able to engage in this wholesome or the Dharma activities. So therefore, we have recited these supplication verses to the lineage gurus, root and lineage gurus, and this then was followed by the recitation of the refuge formula. I take refuge in Chijil until I gain state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings.
Tunduji gore mato chidan nga so kharsa chue chenge to se chi yoro bena nga so gi kono lo jan tunden de so do bena lo dan dawa de la ne le kan du chi che ani de pi da chi cha so na ani nge je so chu so ma chi chekin se ngi chi yogore es.
It's like you actually, you know, committing yourself that I will continue to engage in the practice of the Dharma for months and years. And having completed those long, you know, period of time by engaging oneself in the practice of Dharma, then finally I'll be able to accomplish what we call the ultimate accomplishment. So this is it's a practical, you know, when whatever that you want to do, you set a plan, you have to have a plan in the beginning, and then you have certain goal to achieve having done in certain activities.
Alright.
So, therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa has stated that if one is able to understand that how difficult it is to find this precious human rebirth, then you will never be in a very relaxed manner yourself. You always very become so enthusiastic towards engaging in practice of Dharma. So if one is able to comprehend, if one is able to contemplate on the great or purposeful or the purposefulness, then that you will never engage in the activities that has no purpose at all. So if you're able to comprehend the death, you know, you have a fear of death, then you have to think about the future life. So if you're able to comprehend or if you contemplate the law of cause and effect or the karma, then you will never engage in the activities that are unconscientious. So this is how one should be as a practicing of the Dharma or the practitioner of the Dharma. So it's always, you know, we need to, as a practitioner of the Dharma, you know, we always need to analyze very carefully, you know, whatever the actions that we may take. It's very important to analyze carefully and see in what manner that one can actually gain a benefit and what kind of actions that may lead you to undermine, you know, your vows and practices and so on. So it's very important to analyze. So although if it is you know difficult for us to follow exactly what it is stated in the Lamrim text, yet at the same time, at this point of time, we are all engaging in this practice of the Dharma, and we'll do our best to cultivate wholesome thoughts and have intention of engaging in the wholesome acts at this particular point. So if we were to ask the questions, now what can we do? having set forth, you know, such a motivation. So, though when I look at myself at this point of time, it is nothing that I can do. But if I look at the teachings that are given by the past great beings or the great teachers, they have shown us such a wonderful path that can lead us to the ultimate state of enlightenment. So now it is by understanding their teachings and their path they have demonstrated us, then if you have this kind of feelings within yourself, then that will, you know, intensify your interest and devotions of engaging in the practice. So it is best that when one is receiving, prior to receiving one's own teachings of the Dharma, it is best that one can cultivate a genuine bodhicitta or the altruistic mind. So if that is not possible, then one should at least have a very strong, keen desire to follow the footsteps of those great gurus, root and lineage gurus. So imagine that you are always in the presence of Buddha Shakyamuni. In other words, you always imagine that Buddha is in front of yourself. So now, with these motivations, the teachings that we're receiving is the Lamrim Chimo, Jangchu Lam Girimba, which is stages to the path enlightenment. So here, Jangchup, which composed of two syllables, in other words, two words, Jangchup, in the Tibetan term, which is in Sanskrit, it is bodhi. So that. And that is a really telling, you know, sort of, that is two words. Jang here refers to the purification of all defilements, complete purification of all defilements. And Chup is a realization of entire phenomena.
lamrim selawe di delen rosa khiro rimba ro.
So now lamrim, then this is then followed by the word lamrim, which actually says that it is a stages of the path to gain complete purification and realized entire phenomena.
Tendu yi shang chu sing de da lang ring sing de shu lo ge zu xian ji le san da tuan ma ruo la da nao xi bi de no la ju ba tan de chi.
So here again lamrim changchu lamrim it cannot be comprehend as a physical form, but rather it really refers to the mental state. Even if you were to talk about object and subject, it is more subjective.
Do you know that the Tantanga so the Kareche words as on a Ben Sonomason Hinkata says Hinsada with the Samachan the Mewas and the Tanda Jupata de Tandala?
So let's take ourselves as an example of the field where we can grow something. And then field or the basis where we are, in other words, impure basis right now. So because why we are seeing ourselves as an impure basis is we are, our basis is totally contaminated by the defilements. So then, if we were to trace the teachings of the Changchu Lamrim, which are Lamrim Chemo, it is then we can trace all the way back to the teachings of the Buddha himself, the Buddha's teaching, Buddha Shakyamuni, who emerged in this present world to subdue unsubdued sentient beings. So it is to say that Buddha Shakyamuni is said to be at the most kind Buddhas among all the Buddhas. So it is then later the teachings were then be practiced by the Buddhist followers such as great pandits great Indian pandits who then engage in this practice and gain the high levels of spiritual realizations, and it is well, flourished. The teachings were well flourished in India at one time.
Then, because the Chidang Ko Karsavata, Chi Le Yong Yerwa, Sunna the Kyo Yong, Digi Jibota Da Yang, Chi Mune Chenangatu Shiro and Papa Sindhis, you must not do your pay, Chuji, Roa. Then, do you Chuji, the Dagi, Tai Bissanji, and Dagi, two J, and the Kane Chuji, Tamba, and Javan, and then.
So it is because of all this Tibetan, Dharma monarch or the Dharma kings who were said to be an emanation of Avalokiteshvaras, who then, it is because of their karma, then they realized the teachings of the Buddha is actually, rooted in the noble land of India. So therefore, they invited the teachers and the teachings of the Buddha Dharma in Tibet.
Did you go to Pyo Le Mata Kuna Jana Dang in Eurasian in the Savai Ta Jika Shanda La Ta Sandwa? In a young country, Chuji, the Kani Chumbi Chuji, Jinjongun, the Chiro, but Pita Shuji, yaga ki pendu kade na nanle tan den denbe ni kasa song yin se chong ro song do de ngue ni se le do wa.
So prior to, you know, propagation of the Buddha Dharma in Tibet, the Buddha Dharma was already propagated or established in other countries such as China and so on. However, His Holiness has, you know, he repeatedly mentions that the Buddha Dharma that is propagated in Tibet is a very authentic, which is, who follows the actual tradition of Nalanda, Nalanda University.
Tī nāni sēnē rī dāngi nī tīyāng kēsē tē kēsō yāng kuwā lōpa nē rī mēsē mā tō rōwā tī nāng lō lā jī pēnē jī rō mō jī pēpi nē kō sā lā jī chū lū kī kēsē sē yō mā rī jī bū tāmbā yōng sō tō pā yī shō lā tū nī tā jī jē nē nī mbō rā jī tēng nī
So therefore, when it comes to the Lamrim teachings, the Lamrim text itself, Lama Tsongkhapa, who have actually relied upon all those great teachers in the past, and as a result of having relied on those great teachers, then Lama Tsongkhapa actually extract the essence of all the teachings of the Buddha and then composes Lamrim. So you can compare this Lamrim text to a very, a latest model of technology, which we could see right now. So this is how, Lama Tsongkhapa extracted the essence of all those Buddha's teachings and then composed this Lamrim Chamo. So therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa stated all the time, he said, one must always, undertake the studies of all these texts or the writings of great Indian pundits. Not only just engaging in one text that is composed by such as Nagarjuna and so on, but rather one should always engage in the practice of all those, texts that was written by those great pandits. And so it is a very unique, advice that's given by the Lama Tsongkhapa.
Nāngāma sōpochī pēnjī lōzō chūjī shūbī nē kāsāna nī sōsō kī bēwān rō chī yā pī nē nī ngā chī wāshī mā mī lī tō bē yī tūmā nō rō chī yī sā nī dē yī nō nā sāngjī chī tēmā jī bē yī tūmā nō rō chī yī sā sē nē yā sōwā tā wā rē sā.
So then it is said during the pēnjīn lōzō chūjī pēnjīn one of the the previous life of Panchen Rinpoche. And when the devotees come in approach him and making an offerings by asking him to pray for them to have a fortunate rebirth, particularly in a human rebirth in their next life, and then also they request him to pray for them to encounter the Dharma teachings.
So, 되는 물리내 당 선제기 때만 지어서는 요구를 해서 그렇다. 시세는 아니 여러 무치 때마다 이제 돈만 오래 지어서 되니 대요구 말해서 오늘 시세나에 말해서.
So therefore, when our Panchen Rinpoche was, he always said that when devotees come and have such a request, and he would say, I would pray for all of you to have a fortunate rebirth, and you will come, you know, you will encounter the teachings of the Dharma, but I will not be able to, I'm not certain that I can pray for you to encounter the teachings of the Lama Tsongkhapa.
Pungurang chadugdwa, nga tsonde chuchu nga mishida, roa nga tsu pibibia la pinguji anjo na siyelo na shimalo na fararara res, kye chiba chichan jawar sa, nga tsu kandiji tushana la chi yaanang sa da tsenang da gana keke minduwa sa lada.
So, however, for us, you know, it's, everything is kind of neutral, and you know, everything is kind of very similar, to regardless of what kind of teachings or the text that we may see, it's like pouring a you know, handful of you know, the gold, into that, the ears of the donkey. So if you pour either gold, handful of gold or the handful of you know, sand, it is there's no difference, indifference for the donkeys. That kind of stuff is happening to us right now.
Tate yu chu chi chewa tang rwa dimi karsa zeba bi chewa da chu chi chewa nye dem dhriba chi rwa tang aso sachin gong rogo yin da tang ini chewa nye de ju chu la nye shi cheta che gu re se la wa yin na ini di jina nga so chu ka di chi nye jana rangi ki kante chi basi ma de na yang chi shang chu sengi kaun sen tu tu chi che gu re se rwa.
So this is you know, previously that we were, the reason why I you know, brought up all this topic is because to in the stages of the Lamrim, in the beginning, it says that discourses of the stages of the path. It says a four major you know divisions. The greatness of the authors given in order to show that the teachings has immaculate source. So in order to show that, you know, I always bring into that. And then next is the right way to teach and listen to the Dharma. So then this will be then followed by the another, you know, the other divisions of the sequence in which the disciples are to be taught the actual instructions. And how to, having relied, then which then followed the relying upon the spiritual teacher, having relying upon the spiritual teacher, then how can train one's own mind?
So
those are all the previously that we have gone through all the subjects and the topics that we, chapters that we went through in the previously. And so at this point, so the great faith or the convictions of law and cause of law of cause and effect, or the cause of law of causality, is the is the root of all one's root of all the happiness.
So lenlan ju tsuwa tenpa tang, kanan jen len de tenla pepa as, tanga so kanan jen len de tenla pepa as, yin de la da, le kabo de nabu tenla pepa.
So at this point we are dealing with the karma, which is the positive or the negative karma.
Le kabo de nabu se sona nga tsuki, che me chung yate kabo de che chogo, karsa nabu de che chogo, mara che go yate kabo de che goro as.
So in the Tibetan term, it's just le karma, which means the black karma and white karma. So black karma here refers to the negative karma, and white karma refers to the positive karma. So black karma is that needs to be abandoned. We need to forbidden. You know, one needs to abstain from engaging in those black karmas, and one needs to engage in this white karmas or the positive karmas.
So then
something that is negative karma that we need to abandon, that we talked about the negative karma earlier, there are generally have 10 types of negative karmas, 3 regarding our body, and then 3, then 4 regarding speech, and then 3 regarding mind. So those are the 10 negative karmas. So it's again here refraining from engaging in those 10 negative actions. It's not something that we can accomplish by praying to transworldly beings such as gods and so on, but rather it is one need to put ourselves and make sure that you are not really engaging yourself into those negative karma, negative deeds.
So,
speaking of bodhicitta and perfect view of emptiness and so on, and those really requires a rigorous practice of meditations. And when it comes to the abstention from those 10 negative deeds, and it doesn't really require excessive meditation, but rather it says we need to identify those 10 negative deeds and to making sure that you are not engaging in those 10 negative deeds, having been identified.
Sacha tembo mingyo dhamba chingwa rani longdo na leka keke je togo marwa la da piena yansa chihi khalan dhamba chihi no na nga suzupo de longdo ya na lapa rara jene dey dojiru mato leka keke je togo marwa la da.
So let's take an example, what kind of situation of our mind is right now. It is, and one can compare this to someone who is totally sunk into this murky water. Someone who is totally, sunk inside and you are unable to move. And you may be able to move, make some hand gestures, but you're unable to do anything because you're totally trapped inside this murky water. So this is our mind right now. This is how our mind is like right now. So at this point, whenever we try to engage ourselves in the practice and meditation, meditation and so on, we are really unable to get the vivid, unable to place your mind on the object of your meditation very vividly. So why this is happening is because the basis is unclear, which is ethical discipline. We need to have a very clear or the clean basis upon which one can build one's own meditations.
So
ethical discipline is very important. It's that's particularly of those 10 non-virtuous actions, you know, abandoning 10 non-virtuous actions. It is not only just you will have, it will benefit your future life, but also even within this, you know, current life, our present life, you know, if one lacks the ethical disciplines, and regardless of what kind of activity you may undertake, so this will then, without having this ethical discipline, you will undermine your own activities.
So,
we have completed out of those 10 non-virtuous actions, we have completed the 3 regarding bodies, and now we're starting from the lying. So in order to have an immaculate or the perfect causes to have a perfect rebirth in one's future life, and what we really need to have and identify, we need to identify is to, whenever we engage in the activities, we need to identify the basis, sambha, which is attitude, in other words, intention, it's more clear, intention, and then performance, and combinations, or you could say the conclusion. So those are the four things that we need to understand. So if those four stages are not carried out, and even if one engages in the act of killing and so on, so this will not complete the actual, you know, karma of accumulate actual karma of, you know, completing the killings. So it's a vice versa. You know, one can relate this to the virtuous action as well. When one is engaging in the virtuous activities or the wholesome activities, and we need to carry out all those four stages, such as basis, attitude, performance, and combination. So that's why I always mention that when it comes to the negative deeds or negative karmas that we have accumulated, it's all complete. You know, we have perfect negative karma we accumulate, because we engage in negative deeds by carrying out all those, you know, stages. When it comes to the, again, positive karma that we accumulate, then it's like an object that belongs to a very poor family, you know, which is not really complete. You know, you may have one, but we are missing another part and so on. So the way we engage in the positive deeds and virtuous deeds is we're always lacking the one of those four, you know, parts or the four stages. So it's saying the 8 bases of lying are that sin, the hurt, the distinguished, and the cognized, as well as the 4 opposites of this, that not seen, and etc. So what it's actually saying in this text is, because when we talk about lying, so we are actually lying to someone, some another fellow human beings who understands the meaning of what you are saying, right?
Kurongi tonga de toba se de mechira chida je yore ta ngo shung go do sar to ta samba ne se ro samba ne samba le yang dije de nyomo ni ke se do samba ne samba la sa dije ne sa tonga to toba jowa do ma tonga tonga dije jowa so 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 song do dije jun she don ga re se ne jun de she go se ta ta den yo do.
So it says, then lying is when someone else, the perception of the lie, comprehends the meaning of the lie. And of the three aspects of the category of the attitude, perceptions, afflictions, and motivations. Perception includes misapprehending, misrepresenting the perceptions, such as what you have seen.
당아주 바로 보러서네 바로 본거 고통비 된다라 통연아 통마서 세야들 통마 통매나 통서 세야들보다 고마는 고스에 고연아 고마서 세야들보다 간제 든든전에 계시신데 들어와.
So this is how it happens because when in order to deceive someone, right? Even though you have seen something and you just say I haven't seen. Even you may have not something that again you have not seen something that you would, in order to deceive someone you would say okay I have seen this and that.
So 대지 로아 딱교노네 뇨모네 소모세디 간제 뭐야 뇨모데 모샤와데 간제 파르폴 메가 메가비 오이게 세나레 양 제자라 렘비 탄다 세나레 간제 드리지 유고네 자지시에 그러 아니 계속 지면 비탄다레 세나레 메 파르볼레 조라비 탄다 간제 뇨모라 데세 세나 티모 송가 여로아다.
So the lying again here, you know, when you lie to someone, you know, deliberately, then it is again this, you know, negative speech, which is lying itself, the way you are lying is actually derived by the affections. There is an underlying motivation, which is, defilements, which is affections. And so then affections, there can be all those three affections, such as, you know, hatred, or attachment and ignorance and so on.
So mo sa ke so ka sa ne mo ne so mo je ta kyun lo ne di shi je te pan de ba wo so do.
So the attitude, it's of the three aspects of the character of the attitude: perception, affections, and motivations. Perception includes misrepresenting the a perception, such as what you have seen, as something you have not seen, or misrepresenting that you have not seen as something you have seen. And the affliction are the three mental poisons. The motivation is your desire to misrepresent your perceptions.
뒤시생에 체크 사이드 오지 교로세서나 지용고 고츠암바서 오지 레도아 주드 뒤변에 뒤드 저기 쳐반도 오지만도 저는 전다 전에 나보다고 요구해서 거기 몇 집안 오지 근데 대소도 교로네 이제 뒤실 판도 보고 소도 아
So the difference between those two, perception and the motivation here, those are like a cause and effect. Perception, Dushi in Tibetan term, is actually translated in English as a perception, is something that you really want to engage in this certain actions. You are determined to engage in certain actions, and the motivation is actually generated prior to this perception. You have motivated to engage in this. So it's kind of cause and effect.
The joy ne ne ma wa re ma chang ne ma wa ne dang de le ba lu ji yi sema ten ba wo so do ro joy.
So then it says the performance, which is joa, performance is indicating something through speaking, through choosing not to speak, or through gestures. So performance is one that you are actually, undertaking
the actions or you're performing the actions.
Mulu jin shi ba lin chi mi chi ke shi she go mu do lu yi na ju ten ba ro sa ma ten ba ta lu yong do a ka je pa ru bi ten da te chi ro a me yen da chi ki pa tu kon chi do bi shi go ne ma bi je ne ko pong bo yin do do che cho ro ka je ten ri ki ka je li yin chi mi chi ke shi she go mu do a.
So hereby it clearly speaks that when you say that you are lying to someone, that doesn't require expression of words. You can lie to someone through your physical gestures.
Ta ten go pa yang se do jang no yin je ten jin de shi gi shi de ma chang da wa song so so do ro go pa ka ri che de chen na yang ka je jin xie ye pe na nge de le me nge pa ke ye ma de yin je ten da yin se me do a rang ni de yin ye ten ka de jin na zun lo sa song na nge zun nge pa de yue re do a.
So whether it says the further in terms of the purpose, it is said to be the same whether you speak for your own purpose or for the sake of others, for the sake of others. So, you know, sometimes it happens to us because I'm lying this because it is not my purpose of lying is not, I have no obligation for myself and there's nothing I can, I'm expecting. But I'm lying it is on behalf of someone. But you will have the same result whether you lie for yourself, you're lying to someone on behalf of somebody, or you're just lying to others, you know, deliberately by yourself. So the result is same.
Desu do jun dang chama dang si zu song la ju ba la yang desu de ju ba song xin se zu zan de do dong ge mi ge chama gong ba lo xin de ju do de sa zu zan de do sa nga ge xia la yang.
Let's read through the text again. It says, in this case, it is said that even causing others to engage in the three types of the speech, lying, divisive speech, or the offensive speech, is the same as doing it yourself. The Vasubandhu's Treasure of the Knowledge and auto commentary says, it explains that all four vocal non-virtues constitute paths of actions when you cause others to do them. The text on discipline say that you yourself must speak in order to incur a full infractions. The culmination of the lie in someone else's comprehension, the Treasure of the Knowledge auto commentary explained that if no one comprehends the words, then speaking them in the simply the non-virtuous actions of the senseless speech, divisive speech, and offensive speech are the similar in respect.
Tiki tenda tere doa. Pena zhengdu me zhengda la xie jiwa yena roa. Me zhengda la xie ji na, ane zhengki nyepan chukure yas, ane chukure yas. Pena rangyi jeba de zhengla jeba tenu yewa.
So here again, even if you cause someone to, you know, lie, but the result, you will have the result as well. So this, you know, if you cause someone not only to lie, but also this senseless speech, which in other words, gossip, right? If you cause someone to gossip and divisive speech or the offensive speech or the harsh words, if you cause someone to do that, and then this will again have the same result or impact for both you and the someone who is actually executes those actions. So Abhidharma, the root text of the Abhidharma, it says, you know, all of this, and it can either use yourself engage in those actions of four, you know, negative speech, four negative deeds with regard to the speech, or you cause someone to engage in those four negative speech, you have the same result.
Diwala ne tende yungu mare es roa pena tatu gi roa tatu jebala rani gi lau gu roma do jenda ku ba sang je lian long yong su zo gu mare song do.
So and then again here that you know the contrast with your contrast were to the positive deeds. We were to speak about the positive deeds, then here will not be able to have the same result. If you cause someone to engage in a positive result, you will positive deeds, you will not have a result of carrying out all those, you know, stages, because you will not have the culmination, the last step. You are lacking the culmination, or the, you are lacking the conclusion.
Tero wa pena duwa singi de karere sa sona monsha wa de jibi ji chen ro ma su gi pena ma su le chen ko pena nga lu ne chen ji ko la de ro ra yin ji chen ji da je ba chen ji chen ji pena nga su mo je da ba de de ge ge ne ji da ba ye ji de ge yin chen ji la je ba ji chen ji da ra yin ji chen ji ro ni ko ro duwa singi de jibi ji chen song ye ji re sa la.
So here Trimbuchi is talking about the dua, which is the monastic discipline, the text on monastic discipline. Here, according to the monastic discipline, it always talks about how one can not only just you, it talks not only just observation of the ethical disciplines, the natural ethical discipline, but also talks about the prescribed, you know, something that is prescribed, prescribed moralities, in other words. For instance, for me, I have I always have two types of morality to be observed. But one is something that is natural. If I engage in this negative deeds, it is natural that is that's negative deeds. Another is a prescribed something because of my vows. Then I'm forbidden engaging in such actions and so on. So, in other words, I have a double moral responsibilities.
Jidana nga sugi, jidana ko ting de yin seng yin de ge yo marida, bena nga sugi, bena Amerika lomba de leso na, rangshin ji kana mato wa ye, mese ye ye, jeba ji song go gurwa. Amerika ji ting da ting go na, mese ye me chung ye ting de yin, nga su cha no gurwa la da.
So it's always if one engages for instance, you know, let's talk about killing someone, right? So killing is something that is naturally negative deeds, right? It's naturally negative deeds. You're breaking your ethical discipline. You're not observing moral discipline. And so again, it also has another, you know, consequence, which is the legal consequences. If you engage in the killing someone, so you'll have those legal consequences. So one is the natural and one is the prescribed. So this is how the monastic, disciplines speaks about the someone who has a vow, such as monks and
novice.
In Tibetan term, which means the discipline. So discipline is something you're refraining. You need to know that as you have to refrain from doing something, right?
So in order
to have a perfect person, so one needs to, in certain, you know, area or a certain environment, then person needs to observe all those, you know, to follow the rules and regulations of certain place.
ko rani ge lane tu suna lomba de ne metsi de chaba ma se rani ya se no lo topa ke ke menge chi chagu do ala da ro an di yin chi nga so lyu ji song de me ge wa chi ye chang ge ting de rani ge khang ge ji bi o de ta na 와 눈반이 놀라 몇 세대인 바마세 라니기 세노라 도바디 개개명에 노아노도 개개명에 싸마싸제 지차에도 알아.
So if one is then able to absorb all those 10 virtuous actions if, and abandoning those 10 non-virtuous actions, then you have no doubt at all in your mind. There's and you are totally you know, clean, you're innocent. Not only just you appear innocent to others, but also you have in deep down you have no doubt at all. You have no hesitations and reluctantness inside yourself.
대기 평화당 가서 세보 시에도와 변화 매주 고고 땅사와 예소나 세노로라 강에 기다 도바지 대덕으로 알아다 세데 사마맹이
차. So for instance, if one deceives someone, and though you are able to deceive someone and you may gain, you know, some kind of immediate result, yet at the same time there's something going on in your mind. You have the, you know, the feeling of guiltiness, you know, you have some guilty within yourself, and you have unease, you know, uneasy sort of feeling within yourself, you know, as a result of, you know, deceiving someone. So therefore the result of observing moral discipline is happiness. So the culmination with regard to the lying is, or the conclusion with regard to the lying is, if you lie someone, if you lie to someone, and then and that some that person takes it very seriously and understood what you have been saying, then you have completed, you have carried out all those four stages. So if you have intention, if you're deliberately trying to lie to someone, however, the other person who are unable to comprehend what you are really saying, and this will not become an actual lie, but rather it become a gossip or the meaningless, you know, speech, or the senseless speech, you would say. So then it is, you know, referred to all of those four negative deeds, you know, regard to the speech, such as, you know, divisive speech, offensive speech, and so on. As long as the other person is unable to understand the meaning that what you have expressed, then this will become gossip rather than a lie. So, for instance, I, as a, you know, fully ordained monk or the bhikshu, if I were to engage in a great lie, which means if I proclaim myself as having as high levels of spiritual realization, such as, you know, clairvoyance, and I have miracle, you know, powers, and I am able to, you know, had a vision, the vivid visions of the deities, and so on and so forth. And if I engage in that kind of lie, then that is called the great lie, and this actually contradict to the root vow of the bhikshus
as well as the novice, both fully monk, fully ordained monks and novice monks. So there are four root vows for the fully ordained monks and as well as the novice. There are the four root vows. So, for instance, if I engage in the act of killing, and this then undermine my root vows, so though, you know, killing someone, you have a, you know, purification practice that you can purify that negative karma that you have accumulated by means of engaging in those actions, when it comes to the vow, there's no restorations. As long as this is who you are breaking, if you practice one of the four root vows, and the novice or the fully ordained monks, and it cannot be restored. Mm-hmm. That's called pampa in Tibetan word.
So then killing
and sexual misconduct are the two root vows among the four root vows of the monks.
Ane majiba lemba singe tela yang masu ki chala yin so na chi kau ki ba lemba sanje mari ko rin tang sang yi zhe sen yang chi chin zhi je yor la da kanje rin tang sang yi zhe de ko so na ane sawa sun ba ten ke ra ho shi.
So then again, when it comes to the, you know, stealing, or you're taking something that doesn't belong to yourself, it belongs to someone else's things, then it is not mere you're taking somebody's needle and, you know, strings and so on, but rather there is certain, you know, value that can qualify it to break the one of the root vows of the monks. So then, if one, you know, breaks one of those four root vows, either you kill someone or engage in sexual misconduct or, you know, engage in the great lies, though you participate in the restoration of your vows, which is sojong in Tibetan, which means sojong means purification and the restorations, you will not be able to purify, you will not be able to restore your vows if you break one of the four roots of root vows. So every month, you know, the monks and the fully ordained monks and the novice monks, they gathered together and engage in this practice of what we call purification and restorations. So here the purification and restorations is not included, those four root vows again here. If one breaks, whether fully ordained monk or the novice monks, if they break one of those four root vows, it cannot be restored. However, in the case of the other, the secondary vows, there are 253 vows need to be observed as a fully ordained monks. And then those secondary vows, if they have undergone declinations, then can be restored by participating in the ceremony of restoration of vows and purifications. Though we have no female, bhikkhus, fully ordained in Tibetan tradition, if we were, you know, to have the female bhikkhus, then there's 200 and kasi so much.
360 something.
So the reason why I'm mentioning this is because when we gather together in the ceremonies of Sojong, so we have to know why we are in, why we are gathered together in participating in the Sojong ceremony, which is purification and restorations. So this is moral disciplines that we talked earlier about. There are two types. One is the naturally, natural model discipline. One is the proscribed model disciplines. Proscribed moral discipline. One is the natural, moral disciplines. Let's take an example of someone for us as a lay people. If we engage in drinking or alcohol, you are breaking a natural discipline, moral discipline, but you are not breaking the proscribed moral discipline, right? For the bhikshus and bhikshunis or the novice monks and nuns, and not only they are breaking the natural vows but also breaking the vow, the proscribed vow as well.
No, chang kono thumbal nge pa yomari chang thumbal tene ni nge pa mo chi khu gol hon yo ro.
So mere consuming alcohol itself is not really a nyepa, which is the fault. But rather, by means of engaging in consuming this alcohol, then it there are a lot of negative deeds is followed after that. So that is the fault.
So we
find in the text by saying that alcohol or the intoxicants, in other words, the alcohol, is the root of all the faults. So therefore, one must not, one must not consume even the, even the dew of, even the amount of the dew on the grasses. So then let's go to move to the divisive speech. The next one. It says the basis of divisive speech are living beings who are compatible or the incompatible for the three aspects of the category of the attitudes, the perceptions and afflictions are as before, it says. So this divisive speech in Tibetan, which is tama, which means ta is a multicolor actually. It really means a multicolor, a mixture of multicolor. So it's something telling, because when you say something to others and some different things to others, and it really becomes a multicolor. If we were to, see this, your divisive speech as a form, then it really, mixture of, multicolor.
sambala sonle dishin da nyemo ne kha yin ho dishin ne de de che ge sa ye de ro ro nyu ka sa nyemo ne ya na de cha wa ge chu hi je gure ya na cha do mo cha da pe ji cha do wa ge che gure ro ta he da wa ge se gure kyun lo da nyemo ne kha yin no wa ka sa dishin da nyemo ne kha yin no
so this can be again the divisive speech can occur by means of, you know, jealousy, even anger or hatred or attachment and so on. So most likely this, derived from jealousy. So therefore it says of the three aspects of the categories of attitude, the perceptions and the afflictions are as before. Then this next it says the motivation is the desire that living beings who are comparable be separated, or the desire that living beings who are incomparable remain so.
Ta kyunlo ne song do kyunlo ne sin je thim ba le ye wan de ba ta sin je me thim ba ni man dong ban de ba wo kyunlo lo wa.
So this is the motivation that we went to earlier. It says motivation is the desire that living beings who are comparable be separated, or the desire that living beings who are incomparable remain so.
So it's
very clear that, you know, the motivations are incompatible here. In other words, we could speak in a harmony. Let's take an example of with some families that are in a very harmony, you know, they live very harmoniously, and then you have such a motivation that you want to create a disharmony among the families. And then when you see families that are, in a very disharmonious, they live very disharmoniously, and you are not really making an effort to make them harmony, but rather you wish to have them this disharmony situation as long as they could.
So then the other
stage, you know, it's also all of those has the four stages, right? So then the next stage is the performance, is the expression of the subject matter that may be either pleasant or unpleasant, and maybe either true or false. You may speak of this matter either for your own or for others' purpose.
The quote of Duad, Truhi Joy Tandala, Kisa Dembasinala, Tomacharogu, Mabisina, Telecharo, Nita Charora, any Jambo Sienare, Mehemba Sienare, Kaja, Ni Tanda, my Mumbochi Tanda in Sana, Truhi Josona, any Karade.
So whether you speak true or false, or you speak pleasant or unpleasant, as long as you have a motivation of creating some problem among this, you know, harmonious community of the people, then this is always a divisive speech. So then the last stage, which is the culmination or the conclusion, is the others' understanding of the divisive words that have been spoken. Then it said the end of this path of action is when those who are to be divided and understand the divisive words.
Chama no gi dusho ani gendi pensul inje ba ani gege de gedu parul inje ba.
So among all those divisive speech, it says the divisive speech intended towards in a schism. In other words, you have a, you know, such intention of creating a schism among the Sangha community. It's the worst among all the divisive speech.
Schism?
Schism, yes, schism. So, I'm pretty sure that there's not much doubt about that, right? You guys, if you have any doubt, you can ask questions.
Yeah, I have a question. It's the same question for, you know, the condition for the divisive speech as it is for the lying. They don't, in either case, the person that we lie to, divide them, they don't have to understand the whole thing. They just have to understand what we're saying. They don't have to understand that it's a lie. They don't have to understand that we're dividing them up. They don't get it, so to speak. They just have to understand the words and feel the
action. Meaning of the words, actually.
Pardon me?
Meaning of the words, you mean?
Yeah, let's say, you know, I lie to you and I say, you know, I say I'm a midget. And, you know, and you understand that and you believe me. That's it, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to see what she's lying.
No, that's not okay. Dira here. More than the dira here. Then the Mipa Jolia, the conduct, understands that he is or he or she is lying, but rather the person actually understands the expression, you know, the words that he has spoken, the words. So let's go through the reading of the text, those regarding the four negative, you know, I mean the speeches. So let's complete
this.
So it's an offensive speech, which means actually harsh words, in other words. The basis of offensive speech is a living being in whom you can endanger hostility. So in this Lamrim text, it is saying the basis of the offensive speech is to living beings in whom you can endanger hostilities. But in the other texts, you could find again, it doesn't necessarily be the living being, but it can be a certain object as well, because when you generate intense anger with regard to certain object, and you also, you know, express those, offensive speech or very word, you know, harsh speech and so on.
So
it's very obvious, you know, when we get angry and we kick out cars and when they speed on it and so on. So it doesn't has to be a living being. It can be a car as well. Yeah, animal.
Da sambala che dishe da nyomo ne kha che no jiro ni sam dishe te ne yete de te te che gu sa chi che ni nyomo ne ni mo cha wa de da che da ong yu ro che zu de.
So then of the three aspects of the categories, so the attitude and perceptions and the afflictions are as the same as, you know, before, and the motivation is the desire to speak in an offensive manner. So this motivation again, the affliction is mostly to do with hatred and anger. So motivation is desire to speak in an offensive manner. Then the performance is saying something unpleasant, which may be either true, true or false, about the deficiencies of the someone else's family lineage, body, ethical discipline or behavior.
嗯，可见用过了，变成米里将军也上那去米里米多大了，王将军那米多大也，他那用过了，他留了点笔记，记住了，留个将来点笔记，我说，连把把那记住，查个多啊。
So, this offensive speech can be either true or false, you know, because if you speak some bad things about someone by looking at somebody's physical, you know, body, and you find something, and then you create yourself, you know, and say something about looking at them and say something negative about somebody's body, then that also become an offensive speech or harsh speech.
It says
someone else's family lineage, body, ethical discipline, and so on. So ethical discipline, regarding ethical discipline, is again, if you express some words with regard to somebody's behaviors or their attitudes or the way of doing, and you just make a judgment, and then you speak based on your judgment, and you tell someone this is what you are doing, this is how you are behaving, and so on. So then for the last stage, which is the culmination and the compendium of determination, says this is referring to the text. The end is speaking in an offensive manner to the to that person. The treasure of the knowledge auto commentary explains that meaning of this to be that the person person to whom the offensive speech is spoken must be understand it.
Tsikzuk
in Tibetan term, which is harsh words. The literal meaning of the tsikzuk is harsh words. And so it is. This is also known as look at this, the benefits of engaging in the practice of the tolerance. Then it says the tolerance is the, ultimate remedy to the to the weapon of harsh words. It says.
Mm-hmm. kenleche ani control sonde che sona ani nyimachi ki chitin so ye phe da laba da rogo san la re nyane che to tone re do.
So it's a way to practice lamrim, you know, if every day, you know, your day to day life, one you know, mentally one make a pledge that I will not engage in such actions during this day, I mean at this particular time and day. So you should always go this kind of practice, you know, in, carry on this practice in your day to day life. This is how the lam should be practiced.
Mejeba deba de kuncho pan de ne kene che son se che sona ani ko phen la pan de tne re do ma to
not only just you are not engaging in those negative deeds, but you are, you know, you can set those three jewels as a witness that you will never engage in such deeds, and this will then you know advance your practice of the dharma.
Tijina ngasun janle che to xie suwa la darwa nyimi di xiba de ngunzi che ne tangye de jiegu miya ni jie me goji de kunchu yi xinjo lao to suwa se de nyima nyima yi ji kinle che suwa na ni senpa de yang xinlo rangji lan jubi jinji ni senpa de yang xulio rabo jidang denang rabo da zhuangtang de lego yi duwa ni giwa karo lan jubi jubo zhuwa.
So it's, you know, the practice that we talked earlier, that first of all, we need to identify the faults of one's negative deeds, right? And having identified those the faults of negative deeds, one then, imagine being oneself in the presence of the Buddhas and making a pledge, or you're making a commitment in the presence of the Buddha that I will never engage in such deeds in the future. And then may you please, you know, confer me blessings to be able to do such things. So then this will really, you know, further your practice of the Dharma.
Mazu pepi kajin la roa chue de senpa rangde, chue che guma senpa kabo chene rigri seide, mazu pepi kajin la shuji de nore salada.
We have a Tibetan saying that whether one engaging in the practice of the Dharma or not, it entirely depends upon one's mind. And so as long as you remain your mind, maintain your white mind, it says, which means the positive mental attitude, and that is the Dharma.
Senpa zhombo de pyoje tongore ma do rwa, soso le rin tang zhengi jala ji gani, soso kala ji esai me me jiwa ji jang le lada.
So we need to utilize this a marvelous mind that we have. If we are unable to use this marvelous mind that we have, then it really becomes useless. This is the way, one of the way of practicing
lamrim.
So we all will probably not engage in, you know, killing, the practice, you know, the act of killings and stealings and so on. Probably we don't do this. Sutin, or the ethical moral discipline, is something that you're committing, you know, mentally you're committing not to engage in such actions, you know, certain negative actions. That is called sutin, or ethical discipline. So now how can one, apply a remedy towards this speech, this offensive speech?
Mm-hmm.
And how can we, you know, challenge this offensive speech? Is then it can be challenged, or it can be, one can the remedy towards this offensive speech is the practice of tolerance. So it's, in fact, it says the practice of tolerance or the patience is the supreme among all the ornaments. There's no other antidotes towards the delusions like a practice of tolerance. So here hatred or the anger are was analogous to the snake, and the tolerance, the practice of tolerance, is analogous to the Garuda, which is Jehim in Tibet, which is the Garuda. It's a mythological bird, you know. It's a Garuda which actually antidotes towards all those vicious snakes.
It's like an eagle.
The practice of tolerance is said to be an armor of protecting all those weapons of hatred, divisive speech, and so on. Very important to understand the benefits of practicing tolerance. It is because all those past bodhisattvas who actually engage in the practice of the tolerance, like a, what they call the result of their eyes, what in a Tibetan term it means, like a fruit of their eyes, they observe this, the practice of tolerance. So this need to be united with not abandoning the harmful thoughts or the motivation of cultivation of the harmful motivations, engaging in the harmful actions towards with regard to others, and then practicing the tolerance will then become an armor for the protection of the harmful, acts and thoughts of others. So I didn't, give you all a chance of asking questions, thinking that I can complete this chapter. Yet at the same time, I've been, I got stuck in one chapter, and not giving a chance for you guys to ask the questions. So it is a tradition of Lamrim, when we are giving the discourse, the teachings of the Lamrim, when we at the end of our teachings, when we do the dedications, it must be done in accordance with the current chapter that where we are in. So therefore, in this particular case, so from the beginning last time until now, I haven't been able to, recognize or identify all those 10 negative deeds, which in turn I'm trapped within the cyclic existence of the samsara. So from now on, henceforth, I'm able to, since I'm able to identify those negative deeds, 10 negative deeds, and I will try my best to not engage in those 10 negative deeds, and I will try my best to always engage in those 10 positive deeds, and may all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in far bless me to be able to engage in those positive deeds and refrain from negative deeds.
Yeah.